Runner on first base, two outs, and the pitch. The runner goes. The throw down to second base, the tag, he is out. And that is another caught stealing.
Welcome back to Caught Stealing with E. Marquez. Want to do today the NL Central. Yeah, I know I'm a Cub fan and everything, and I should keep it for last, but I just got a thought. I got to get it out of my head. Yeah, you notice no background music, nothing, no fancy pants. This is just off the cuff, going with it, because NL Central's on my mind today. It's on my mind. So, looking at the league, looking at what we got here in the NL, Cubs, Cardinals, Pirates, Reds, Milwaukee Brewers. The problem that I have is that the Cardinals, they just always there at the end. They're always there at the end. I'm telling you, they're not a playoff team. They don't have a great amount of talent. Look, Major League Baseball players are super talented. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. But St. Louis Cardinals are not that talented. And you're not going to hear analytics from me here. I'm going to give you some stats, but I'm not going to tell you this is the reason why those players are great. Okay, that's not going to work here. Because I'm a guy that watches the games. I'm a guy that sees the guy play the games when they're under pressure, when they're in the moment. Well, you know, what are they thinking? Are they thinking? Are they prepared? What are they doing on the field? How are they cutting the bases? How are they getting that ground ball? This is how I know great players, when I see great players. But the St. Louis Cardinals showed they were exposed in the playoffs last year. Exposed. They had a great season. They played great as a unit. And that is true. There is some truth to it. You know, I'm going through this 40-year anniversary thing of Miracle on Ice when the USA beat Russia in the 1980 Winter Olympics. And I'm watching the movies and I'm just getting the shows and I'm seeing it. And these players were a family. And that says something, right? They rallied together. They got behind one of another and they helped each other just overcome the odds. Remember, Russia was dominating teams 10-3, 15-2, 12-1 in hockey games. And they had a lead in that game versus the U.S. and they still lose. Well, this is what a unit becomes. This is how a unit can be great. When they play together. And you know, sometimes it's a flash in a pan. 2005 White Sox. A wonderful, wonderful team. A great unit. It's no surprise that 3 years after their championship, several of those players are out of baseball. 4 years or 2005. Like by 2010, 2011, almost the whole team was out of baseball. So did they make a deal with the devil? Who knows? But they were a great unit. They came together for that 1 year. Had a historic playoff run. Won the World Series. Look, that's what the Cardinals are. The Cardinals way, it seems to be like that all the way through the minor leagues. And this is just what happens when you put a St. Louis Cardinal uniform on, right? Well, I don't see them doing anything this year. Now, if they get Nolan Arenado in a trade, that changes a lot of things. And that's still a possibility. You know, the Colorado Rockies might deal Nolan and Arenado. But the Reds are a team that are on the up. They got a fantastic pitching staff, starting pitching staff. They got really good arms in the bullpen. Joey Votto is a perennial loser. Knows how to lose baseball games. But they've added some good players. They added Moustakas, who's a winner. And he's a great player. They added... They added some a great hitter in Castellanos, one of my favorite players in the major leagues. So I don't have no problem with the Reds, and I think the Reds are going to be there for a long, you know, they're going to be there for the rest of the season, the whole season. The Cubbies, I like the Cubs. I like the Cubs, not because I'm a fan, but look, they are already talking about, right now, the spring training hasn't even started. Like, spring training games haven't even started. And they're already talking about lineup construction. Now, look, it's going to be the first game of the season. When I watch the games, we're going to see if they still have the same tendencies. If they're striking out with runners in scoring position. If they're striking out too much. If they're not coming through with runners in scoring position and two outs. If they're making bonehead plays on the bases. They're running themselves out of innings. If they're making errors. Like, Javi Baez mentioned last week that he wants to win a gold glove. He's frustrated that he hasn't won a gold glove already. And he is arguably the best defensive player in the major leagues. There's no doubt about it. Not only is he one of the, is he the best, he's also the most flashy. So he does a lot of stuff that can cause more errors, and he still comes up with plays. So he's frustrated. He wants a gold glove in the worst way. He also wants to win in the worst way. Contreras is frustrated that he's all talk about trading him and all this. He's not really a pitch framer, but he's got a cannon for an arm. He's a great player. I just believe lineup construction is a significant deal, and that's what's going to help the Cubs get 95 wins. And the Cubs are winning the division, in my opinion. The Reds will come in second. The Cardinals, the Brewers, another team that I have no idea how their pitchers, their starting pitchers, one pitcher throws in the 90s, and the rest throw high 80s, mid 80s. Have no idea how they contended the last 2 years. And you know, Christian Yelich is Christian Yelich. And I don't know, there's the rumors of him stealing signs or whatever. He just got the fundamentals. He's legit. He's a legit baseball player. He works at his craft. I got no doubt in my mind he doesn't steal signs. So, and then the Pirates are the Pirates. Although they got good young hitters. But they're just going to be hard for them to compete. They're going to be a thorn. So a game that you're going to need to win in a series against the Pirates where you're going to, you know, teams are going to try to sweep them. That third game where you could have continued a 7-8 game winning streak, you could lose that game easily to the Pirates. The Pirates are gamers. They're going to compete. So only one team in this division is going to make the playoffs, and that's the Chicago Cubs. I believe the Chicago Cubs are going to make a run. I think they're going to win the division, and they're going to get to the NLCS. So that's my take on the NL Central. AL Central, AL East coming in the next couple of episodes.